Welcome to the ALAC Leadership Team Meet Mid-Month Call on Wednesday, the 13th of April at 12 UTC. On today's call, we have Alan Greenberg, Tijani Benjema, Sandra Hoferichter, Holly Raich, Leon Sanchez, Maureen Hilliard, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Ron Sherwood, Julie Hammer. Apologies noted from Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Yesen Naslar, and myself, Gisela Gruber. And if I could please remind everyone to please state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Alan.
Thank you very much. First item, first substantive item is at-large policy, and who do we have who will be doing that today? Do we have anyone who will be doing that today?
This is Heidi. And I've just been informed that RL is not yet on the call. So,
you want to postpone?
Alan,
you want to delay it till later?
Yes, we could do that. That would be useful.
Okay, very good. The next item is update on CCWG. And if Leon is on, if he can give a brief review of where we are and specifically anything the ALAC and at large should be doing. Now, I will make the comment that we tacitly decided we are not as a community going to comment on the bylaws. There just didn't seem to be the bandwidth to do that kind of thing, and it wasn't the kind of issue that we wanted to be able to call out at this process. Now, once it goes out for public comment, however, I think we do have to do something. But then that process will be starting in a couple of days. So I've been working on the assumption that individuals, to the extent they have had the bandwidth and capacity, have been looking at bylaws or sections of bylaws. But the public comment, obviously, will be something that we have to pass judgment on. So, Leon, over to you.
Thank you very much, Alan. This is Leon Sanchez. And as Alan just said, we have been working on translating the document recommendations into bylaws. This is an exercise that has been carried out mainly by both the CCWG lawyers and ICANN Legal. And with those draft bylaws, what we have done is to circulate them to the wider group, and the wider group has had a look at those draft bylaws and raised the different or the many questions or concerns that they might have. And we've been, of course, addressing or trying to address these issues, concerns, and questions, and not in a way that we reopen any issues, but mainly trying to guide both our lawyers and ICANN Legal to duly reflect what the recommendations try to convey in the document. So as Alan said, I think that the bandwidth for us at least to have a detailed look at the draft bylaws is very limited, but I definitely agree with him that when it comes to the public comment period, we should definitely at least make some comments. I don't see anything that serious for the ALAC at this stage, although I haven't, of course, had the chance to do a detailed review of all the draft bylaws, but I don't remember anything, at least, that is too serious for the ALAC at this stage. However, of course, I will keep you posted if I notice anything that would be relevant to the ALAC. And as for the CCWG at Helsinki, we, of course, will be holding different meetings trying to advance the work on Workstream 2. And we haven't confirmed that we will be having an extra day of meetings for the CCWG. Chances are that we will be, in fact, having a day of meetings the day before the meeting starts. As for travel support for these meetings, We have been confirmed that those people that are already being supported for travel would have, and that of course are part of the CCWG, would have support for that extra day. But those who have no travel support for the meeting or are not planning to attend the meeting would not be supported because of belonging to the CCWG. So they would have to participate in remote participation. So I guess that would be a brief and concise update on the CCWG, Alan.
Yeah, Leon, that's not quite what I heard, I think, Thomas say the other day. He seemed to say that we had confirmation that we could meet and that the room was available. Where does the uncertainty come in? He made what I thought was a very strong, very definite statement during that meeting.
Well, we do have the room available, and we have confirmation that we would be supported if we decided to carry out that day of that extra day of CCWG meetings. But the truth is that we haven't actually decided how we would carry out that day. So that's
sure.
Why I say that it's not set in stone. I mean, as I said, chances are very high that we would be holding this extra day of meetings.
Okay.
But since we haven't planned the schedule for that day, that's why I say that it's not set in stone.
All right. That's certainly not the way I read the words, and I won't speak to other people. I also heard a slight variation in terms of travel support. I heard a request from the board to not extend travel support to those who weren't otherwise funded, but it didn't sound as absolute as it has in the past, as if the chairs have some discretion should they choose. I don't really want to discuss that. I'm just noting that's the way he said the words in any case. Any questions from anyone else on the CCWG? Clearly, we're going to have to come up with some sort of methodology, and I'm not quite sure how we do that to make comments on the bylaws. Really, that involves at least a number of people within the at-large support group having gone over them with a fine-tooth comb and saying, yes, we think that they meet the requirements, or we found certain things. I mean, I just noticed something in an email today where apparently, it's a wrong acronym, but there may well be things that still haven't been caught despite the process. Leon, can we assume there will be a real red line between the current bylaws and the new bylaws that wasn't sent out originally, then Bernie created a fake one, and then someone sent out the lawyer's red line? So will there actually be a red line distributed for the public comment period?
We have asked the lawyers, Alan, this is Leon Sanchez. We have asked the lawyers to produce this document, although since the time is really short, we have given priority to actually finishing the bylaws rather than to have the red line document. Another concern, of course, about producing this red line document is costs. So we would be doing our best to have this document, but in my mind, it is of course important to have a red line document, but it's not essential to actually be able to assess the new version of the bylaws and actually produce any comments to them.
Okay, I guess I was assuming that they were working from a red line document, but let's not discuss that any further right now. Any other comments on CCWG before we go back to item number 3 and ELAC policy? No comments? Then I'll turn it over to Ariel for an update on where we are. We have a fair number that are in drafting, and I want to make sure that we're meeting our schedule as we go through it. So, Ariel, please.
And thank you very much, Alan. Apologies for joining late. So we have one statement that is being drafted. actually there we have three statements that are, one statement being drafted. It's the one on the draft item FY17 operating plan and budget and 5-year operating plan update. And that's led by Tijani Benjima, and the public comment close day is April the 30th. So it would be better if we have a first draft ASAP on that. And then also we know that Olivier Crépin-Leblanc has led the drafting of this white paper on the GN summit, and we know that Alan, you work with Olivier and Heidi to update that draft, and we know that soon next week we will have a call on that to review the draft. So hopefully that is going to be ready to the close to the final stage. So
thank you, Tijani. Tijani, can we have an update on the statement? Is Tijani with us?
Yes, Tijani, it's you. Yes. Do you hear me now? Do you hear
yes,
me
we,
now?
We do, we do hear you now.
Okay, thank you very much. You are asking about an update about the geographic regions.
No, finance and budget.
Finance and budget is it not yet started for me because I finished it. The geographic region, it is on the web, on the wiki for now days, and the deadline will be 15, so that people comment on it and they will deliver the final version. Regarding the finance and budget, I didn't do anything. You know very much, very good how things went for the CCWG. I didn't comment at the beginning of the comments of people because I couldn't read everything and be sure what I have to say, what I have to do. That's why I come in the comments very late, and this prevented me to start the budget and finance statement.
All right. I think you had said you were going to put at least some bullet points up of the things that you believe need commenting on. What's the timing for that?
I wanted to do that on 10 of this month. I didn't do. I hope I will do it very, very quickly because we are really pressed by the time. The plan, the two plans are very long. They need very, very, very good attention. So I hope I will be able to deliver something very, very quickly. Let's say perhaps next week, perhaps.
Okay. I guess we need at least some bullet points really quickly, so other people can at least look at those and comment on them. Ariel, can you work with Tijani to at least get some tentative dates in, even if we have to change them on the schedule, because right now everything is to be TBC, whatever the C is, to be considered, I guess. Okay, thank you. Go back to you, Ariel.
Thank you, Alan. So there's another statement that's going through the internal commenting progress. That's the statement on the final report recommendations of the geographic regions review working group. So the internal commenting period will go on until the end of this week, so April the 15th. And just a reminder for Tijani, by April the 18th, next Monday, please try to have the final draft ready so that we can start the ratification vote on that statement.
Okay, thank you.
And the last one that is in progress is on the statement on the draft framework of principles for cross community working groups, and that's going through the ALAS ratification vote, and it will close on April the 15th.
Okay.
So that's on schedule.
And nothing new recently?
Nope, nothing new recently. Oh, sorry, I forgot to mention There's one more. It's on the draft, a public comment on the draft report, new GTLD program safeguards to mitigate DNS abuse. Julie Hammer just replied to Alan Yu and Olivier about her review of that public comment. I don't think she has a firm idea whether the ALAC should submit a statement or not. She'd like to get some input.
Thank you. Yes, I saw that email, but I haven't actually had a chance to look at it yet. Julie, what's your sort of gut feel? Is this something that's been well done, and we may want to say well done, or do you think there's really things that we need to substantively comment on?
Thanks, Alan. Can you hear me?
We can.
Ah, good. I don't really want to say well done. I found it quite a sort of a puzzling paper. It's something where at the beginning of the new GTLD process, I think staff must have gone out and said, you know, how do we go about this in a way that will prevent abuse? And a number of entities came back, like the Anti-Phishing Working Group, the SAC, and various other groups, and said, well, you could do this, you could do that, you could do the other thing. And from that list, they came up with 9 things that they called safeguards that could perhaps prevent or mitigate abuse in the new GTLD space. So staff seem to have produced this paper, and it talks about those 9 safeguards that were implemented to, I think, the best of their ability prior to the issuing of the new GTLDs. But whether they then go on to discuss, well, if we're trying to measure how effective these safeguards are, how would we measure them? And they have a bit of discussion about that in each one. And, you know, you could debate in some of them whether the measures that they're suggesting are effective or not. And then they go on to say, well, the only way that you can probably test out this stuff is to propose some hypotheses and then test some data that you might be able to measure against those hypotheses. And the hypotheses are fairly simple, like the 3 hypotheses. Well, if the DNS abuse rate increased, then the safeguards have been ineffective. Or if it decreased, they've been effective. And I just found the whole paper to be just quite vague and not quite sure what it's intended to achieve. It's proposed to be a background information paper to assist the CCT review team go about its work, and for the CCT review team to recommend research along the lines of testing these hypotheses if they think that that's a good idea. But I have to say, I just found the paper quite confusing and, you know, a bit vague in ways. And I'm not sure that's a comment I necessarily would want to make publicly, but I also don't really think I'd want to come out and say, oh, well done, this is a great paper. So my inclination is just to remain silent on it, and it's intended for the CCT review team. If they can find something useful in it, that would be great. But yeah, I must say it's fairly esoteric.
And if all they're doing is recommending more studies, which will not be complete by the time we start a new round, it's not going to be very useful.
No.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Sorry that's all a bit all a bit unsatisfactory review, but I really went over and over it, and I thought I can't think of anything useful to say on this.
Okay, Olivier is also listed as one of the people who will look at it. Is Olivier on the call?
No, he was an apology.
Yes, sorry, correct.
Sorry, I didn't hear what that was. That got muffled.
Sorry, Alan Giesler here. Yes, Olivier's an apology. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Because he was going to look at that also. I don't know if he did or not. Let's go back to that offline. If you could do an action item that we'll check with Olivier on that, please. Any other comments on public comments before we go on to the next item? Okay, the next item is just, I'm just raising a red flag that I'm starting to become a little bit concerned that the whole concept of individual users seems to have, individual members within Raylos seems to have fallen between the cracks, you know, largely for good reasons, but there's been not a lot of action that I've seen within most of the Raylos, and I guess I first of all ask Cheryl, how are we doing within the ALS criteria working group, the subsection on individual members? Is Cheryl here?
Yep, just had to come off mute, sorry.
Okay.
Struggling for finding the sitting in the... We live and progress at...
Sorry, I can't hear you, Cheryl. You're not audible from my side.
Okay, is that better? Is that better?
Let's try.
Can you hear me or not?
Yes, I can. Not loud, but I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll eat the microphone even more closely. I really haven't got anything to respond to your question. I don't think we've progressed it at all since the last time we looked at it. Have I been dropped?
Alan?
Hi, Cheryl. We can hear you, but you're very soft. Not your normal, forceful voice.
I think she's trying to be quiet.
Have we lost Alan then?
Alan, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, can you hear Cheryl?
I heard a sound, but I couldn't make out what the words were.
Okay, try again, Cheryl.
If someone else if they could repeat it, perhaps.
Cheryl, did you want to just try again?
I'm doing my best, considering that, you know, I haven't got anything to say. It seems like an awful lot of words to say. I haven't got anything to say.
Thank you. That I got. The focus really wasn't on Cheryl's group, but to go around and do we have any chance of actually completing, of doing anything? There seems to be so much resistance within some of the Raylos to even considering it and trying a pilot program that I'm really worried we have to do something that's a little bit more forceful than anything we've done to date. And I guess I'd like some comments from the specific Raylos, and the ones that seem to be the most resistant are, as from what I perceive, Zafralo and Lacralo. Uralo does have this group. I don't know how successful it is, but I see Tijani has his hand up, so please, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Alan. Do you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you very much. So, Tijani speaking. In AFRALO, we have already discussed this point. We are reviewing our operating principles, and one of the points that we have been discussed was the individual membership. And this point was discussed largely. The result was that people accepted not easily to have the individual members, but they refused that they have any kind of decision-making possibility at the moment. And managed to have is to make our principal say that this is only for 1 year, and we will review the principles the year after, so that if we find that it is possible, we find a way to give them a voice, to give them a say in our decision making, it will be better. I have another comment about the individual membership. I feel that Alan, you make it as something very important that we compulsory have to adopt it. I am not sure, in my point of view, this is something like this. We try to have individual members, assuming that those members are useful for the group, and this is according to each region and each environment. I make my best to have this adopted in AFRALO, but I am not sure we will manage to get it. And I don't see the harm in it. We may push people to integrate ALSs or to form an ALS, and we said that also. So I agree with you that we have to perhaps we have to try to make it happen, but I am not sure it is something crucial for us. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tijani. I noticed a cue. I'll just point out it was one of the recommendations out of the first review and is clearly going to be something the second review will be focusing on, if only because of that, but also because I suspect we have plenty of evidence when we're looking at ALSs which are not functioning, that those, in at least some cases, those ALSs are really a vehicle for a single person, so, or perhaps two people. But so those two motivations are why I've been bringing it up. Maureen, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Maureen for the record. I just wanted to sort of say that for APRALO, for example, I guess a little like... like Tijani mentioned, you know, we are actually reviewing the individual membership statement that we currently have in our rules of procedure. But it's nothing that, you know, like, I mean, we've not had any members actually approach us and, you know, individuals approach us about any urgent decision-making. But it is because, you know, I mean, because you've raised it, and we will bring it up at our next meeting, give it to start some discussion amongst the ALS members who actually attend to get their views on individual members as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
All right, can you hear me any better now?
We can hear you.
Hey. So, Alan, as you said, it is a recommendation. It is one of the few things that has not been completed out of the first review. We do need to be, in inverted commas, more forceful. There's very little evidence to those RALOs, and it looks that AFRALO is at least finding a way forward, so we're really only talking about LAC RALO. There's very little evidence from the other RALOs that having this capability on the books is an issue. You know, the world's not stopped, and there hasn't been, you know, outright overturning of the democratic processes in the regions that have picked up a methodology. And of course, what ATRALO is trying to do with its review, as Maureen just said, is find a way that that we can ensure that how any input into decision making happens fairly and effectively. We probably do need to be more forceful about it. And with the upcoming review getting started, I think it's probably a motivator. But if you've got one RILO, by the look of it, that now is the recalcitrant, we just need to work with it. Each of these RILOs have had a lot of other things they've been focusing on, though. It just hasn't been the most important thing. So, yeah, we need to do something and help it happen.
Yeah, I guess it's a little bit worse than that in my mind, because even Naralo, which has had from the beginning, and it's not a controversial issue, has done nothing. And if you talk, if you listen to the leadership, outreach is finding ALSs. Outreach is not finding individual members. The only individual members we have are the ones who wandered in by accident, essentially.
And that's right.
We get an average of 1 year and lose 1 year. That's the rate.
And so in a way, it's kind of a non-event. But certainly in APRILO, from an outreach perspective, where we have the opportunity for an at-large structure to be created, having one or two people being an individual member and being active and interactive with our processes until such times as that happens, we see that as a benefit, not as a negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that my larger concern is even when the words are there, the action isn't, and I don't know how to motivate people that individual users may be a way to contribute. I will point out I'm an individual user. Some of them do actually do something, so just for the record. All right, I'm not going to beat that one to death right now. I just wanted to raise the issue and remind people that somehow we have to do something or it's going to become perhaps more embarrassing. Next item is at-large working groups. That we tried to kick off at a meeting a while ago, and Maureen volunteered to put together the document for the ALAC to consider in terms of what working groups do we change, what working groups do we kill, or re-motivate, as it were, perhaps rename. The staff was working on a document. It finally came out yesterday, and I found a number of problems with it. So we seem to be stalled on that. But let me just reiterate what is, I think, we need to do. We need to identify the working groups that are not fully functioning and well. We know the ones that are working well. We know the ones that are staffed. They have chairs. They actively have meetings. And they're accomplishing something. Then we have a bunch of them that seem to have not met for a year or 2 years or whatever. The chair has long gone. Half of the people listed as members of the working committee have not been seen in a year or two. And those we have to either do something about or kill. And I will get the document the staff is working on to be revised and pass that on to Maureen. Maureen, I hope you're still willing to do that. And what we're asking from you, Maureen, is simply a personal position, which can be completely wrong, but it's a starting point in a discussion for what does the ALAC do with each of the working groups that are not operating perfectly and humming along. So that's where we sit right now. It seems to have been delayed a month or so for reasons I'm not quite sure, but regardless, I think we need to get it and put it on the agenda for the next ALAC meeting. Maureen, go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Maureen, for the record. Yes, no, I've been waiting for Heidi to get back to me, and I know that there are other things that have been happening. Yes, I'd be very happy to do as you ask, and I agree, it's looking at what's working and what isn't and what we can do about it. Thank you.
Excuse me. Cheryl, go ahead.
We also need to recognize that some of these have been passive because of the considerable human bandwidth taken up by other things. So let's make sure that, you know, we watch our timing here. You know, there is still a number of people who are extraordinarily occupied with what limited time they have in other ways. And in some of the RALOs, for example, you know, they themselves are busy doing lots and lots of reviews. Let's be very careful that we watch our babies being in our bath water as we toss some of these things out. Some of them will be clear, as you can see on the list. There is a need to address this, but whether or not some of it is as time critical as may be seen, I'm not sure.
Thank you, Cheryl. I don't think it's particularly onerous. It's just that we've been talking about it for a long time, and it keeps on coming back on every meeting. We did an abortive start at it. I've lost track now whether it's in Dublin or Marrakesh, and then we're criticized that we didn't do it properly. So I the vast majority of our working groups are actually working. There's just a number that we just need to do the cleanup. I don't think it's a lot of work, but we just need to focus on it. And this was what I hope was a painless way of doing it. We'll see whether that proves out or not. Anything else on that? Next item is RALO's election selections and appointments, and this was a zero-minute item just to alert everyone to the fact that this process is starting in each of the RALOs, and there was supposed to be a pointer to the page, which is not in the agenda. If we could put that in the chat at least, or maybe circulate it to the ALT agenda so people can look at the pages, and if they just be aware of what's going on within your region is the only highlight of this one. All right, next is ICANN 56 Helsinki, and I will turn it over to Gisela. Is Gisela with us?
Thank you, Alan. Selena, I'm here, sorry. Mute. Thank you. Thank you, Alan. Gisela here. I sent around earlier on a document I've just been updating from the latest information that I found on the meeting page. I know that the SOAC's had a call and that you may actually have some more information. Heidi did share information with us. I was putting the link to the page there. So what I've done initially is just changed all the times, updated our meeting B that the new meeting strategy working group had initially set up, and added whatever has been added to the main schedule. And basically what I'd like to get out of today's meeting is just if we can have a look at the document, maybe highlight any places where we think that we're going to have to change what the new meeting strategy worked on, and also maybe discuss the outreach. Now, I know that we need to get an outreach call set up for next week to work on the outreach in Helsinki. So basically a little bit of a brainstorming. I'm just going to display the document that I've been working on and that you've all got in your inboxes.
Yep.
Well, while you're doing that, Gisela, let me update people on where we are in terms of the changes that were... You'll remember in Marrakesh there was a decision to hold a small ad hoc group to look at how we cooperate among the ACs and SOs and have some common sessions. The decision was made to, I think, haven't quite actually seen a decision yet, to set aside every afternoon, I think from 3 to 5 or 3 to 6, with some sort of community-wide discussion focused on particular topics, and there's been a solicitation of topics. I really don't understand how these are going to be handled and what the intent is. The topics have ranged from everything from the public interest to issues that are relevant to particular PDPs that are going on, both past and present ones. You know, privacy proxy, new round of GTLDs, and specific parts of them. And it's not clear to me whether these are going to be working PDP sessions with the whole community or if they're going to be public forum type sessions. I just haven't gotten my head around exactly what it is they're planning, and I'm not sure anyone does at this point. So we have some sort of things that will be going on every afternoon that are blocked out of our schedule. And what I suggested to Gisela is to take the rest of our meeting, the things that we were trying to do, and try to find places to put them. So essentially juggle the building blocks to fit into this new overall time schedule, which instead of having what I think was Thursday set aside for intra-community work, it's now every afternoon. So Gisela, back to you.
Thank you, Alan. With regards to juggling the building blocks, we're going to be meeting with a smaller group like we have done in the past to set up the at-large schedule. There will be Leon, Alan, Baron, Heidi, and myself. As I've said, I haven't actually touched the at-large schedule as it is now because I've just taken all this information off the meeting page further to the call that you had here. Tanzanika has made some changes. So what you see in front of you or on your email is what I've been able to collate. And I think that we might, if we can just maybe just run through the days and just agree on the outlines of what we would like to be doing.
We can try. Go ahead.
Yes. Again, it is very vague because I've put in the afternoon sessions, which will be these topic sessions, which seem to be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And on Monday, I still have the days mainly for outreach. Now, with our start in the day, the coffee and welcome, we won't be having any parallel meetings to that. So what I'm going to have is, you can see there's an additional column there, which will be the proposed schedule for the ALAC, which I'll be working on with the smaller group. I've left in yellow what the at-large, what the working group actually put into this meeting be. The outreach activities, while I was on holiday, I heard that Sebastian would be working on that. Dev has asked for an outreach subcommittee meeting next week to discuss the outreach in Helsinki and what we can eventually do, bearing in mind that there is little to no budget for it.
Okay. Gisela, you said you have the ALAC schedule and left in what the new meeting working group came up with. I only see one column called ALAC.
The second one is a blank column, which is proposed ALAC, which I haven't touched yet.
Ah, okay. It's the empty column. Okay, thank you.
Yes. The building blocks start today.
Understand.
I've taken all the information that I found on the main meeting page, and I've also added in pink the social events that I've heard of so far, which Iria's kindly shared with us. So if we start on the Monday morning, there's a coffee and welcome, David Olive. That's about as far as it goes. So how that's going to take shape, probably just in one main meeting room, I'm not quite sure. And then the outreach activities, from what I'm seeing in the main room, the outreach activities for the fellows next gen is basically going to be the whole day. And we also have for the board, what's been put in there is board participation in the policy development work in the different SOs and ACs. So main question is, are we still going to be doing outreach all day on Monday?
I thought our tentative decision was that we would do something similar to Marrakesh. That is, we would do a half day with selected people going out and the rest doing something in parallel. I thought that was the last we said.
Perfect.
Tijani, go ahead. Cannot hear you yet.
Tijani? Let me just check with the girl. Thank you. Tijani, can you hear us? No, Tijani is unmuted. Tijani? Tijani?
If you're speaking, please type. We cannot hear you.
He's showing, sorry, Gisela here. He's showing connected and unmuted. So
he's dropped.
We'll dial out to him again.
All right, Gisela, let's go on.
Okay, what I'll do then is I will do the parallel activities on Monday afternoon with...
Heidi did ask, are we doing outreach Monday or Tuesday?
Heidi Gisela here. There is a topic session on Tuesday afternoon. However, this is going to take shape. So maybe the outreach, we could keep it on Monday as per initial plan, because that's what the next gen and fellows seem to be doing as well.
Yeah, and Cheryl says, remember, we'll know more when the outreach committee meets.
Yes. Gisela here, yes. Thank you, Cheryl. So we go on to Tuesday, which again is for the main sessions, is cross-community collaboration and networking area. And then in the afternoon, we've got the first session of these topic sessions. We've got topic session one, and sorry, the borders didn't come up, and topic session two, basically running from 1515 through to 1800. So again, I'm not sure if we want to be scheduling any ALAC policy work against those.
No, the intent at this point is these are community-wide. Now, when the topics get announced, we may well see something that we have absolutely no interest in, and we may decide to do something against it. But at this point, I think we have to keep them empty.
Okay. Thank you, Alan.
Tijani, are you back?
Alan?
Yes, go ahead, Tijani.
Thank you very much, Alan. Tijani speaking. I am a little bit confused because I see that the first day of working is Sunday, while Sunday is not normally the first day. Monday is the first day, and that's why the CCWG will meet on Sunday.
Where do you see Sunday?
I see it on the program here on the screen. The first day is Sunday.
On the screen that I see, are you talking about the
yes?
Are you talking about on Adobe Connect?
Adobe Connect, yes.
Oh, yes, sorry. Gisela, your dark heading with a black line says Monday. Just in the upper left, it says Sunday.
Yes, sorry, if I may there, Alan, this is a draft document. The Sunday is just to point out that there may be a CCWG meeting, and to that I'll add the SOAC, SG, RALO meeting as well, et cetera. So that's just to say that the official starting day is Monday. It's just for logistical purposes.
Okay.
Yeah, the Sunday is CCWG. Unlike me, you have to read both sides of the line.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, now it's okay. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Gisela, then. Tijani, did you add more?
No, it's okay. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead. And Cheryl Cheryl is saying that we can confirm the CCWG will meet on Sunday. So that's an update from what Leon gave 10-15 minutes ago.
Thank you.
Go ahead,
Gisela. Gisela here. Yes, thank you very much, Alan, Leon, and Cheryl, for the update. I'll now put that in. Again, for logistical purposes, for the planning of any ad hoc meetings, knowing who will actually be there on the Sunday or possibly even on the Saturday and at what time. Going on the Monday evening, sorry, just to come back to that, Yuri has kindly let us know that there is a reception of the city of Helsinki at the City Hall, which is likely to take place because the pink are the social events. Going back to Tuesday, as we've said, we will not schedule any meetings
against the topic sessions until we know what the topic sessions are, and then we can eventually slot in a few working groups as the schedule develops. In the evening, the DNS ones, maybe one of the evenings now as opposed to a breakfast, where Vanda's looking at a Tuesday or Wednesday evening. ISOC Finland is hosting a get-togethers for the ISOCers, which won't be an official ISOC ICANN meeting. And we're looking at a possible jamming session after that, like we had in Marrakesh, just some social events. Going on to the schedule for Wednesday, the initial new meeting strategy working group had the ALAC with the board. Now, my understanding is that the groups won't be meeting with the board, but the board will be brought into our groups, and we can possibly invite board members into our meetings depending on the subject. We've got, again, the whole afternoon for topic session 3 and topic session 4, and I'm hoping that the topics will be released ASAP because this will help us definitely in our planning. So, again, what's in yellow, the ALAC policy discussion wrap-up definitely won't be there. We're going to be moving the blocks around very shortly. In the evening, DNS Forum, are we having a regional showcase? That is yet to be discussed with Olivier and Wolf, and the Urala are meeting on Tuesday at 1800 UTC for their monthly meeting. I'm sure this will be discussed. There might be some form of possibly more a Urala networking event, which we've had in the past, which worked very well. And just as a for your information, the CCs might be having an event. And Thursday, our last day, we've got the morning, which will be a joint meeting to discuss PDP working groups across, and I've crossed all other meetings out as it stands now because against them, nothing will be scheduled against that. And then again, topic session 5 and 6. So as it stands now, every afternoon from 14:45 when the coffee break is, or at least 15:15 to be more accurate, to 1800, we can't schedule any meetings. The number of working groups are going to have to be reduced, as Ellen mentioned. Once the topics are released, we can possibly schedule some working groups against these topic sessions, but that will be a little bit last minute. We don't know when these topic sessions are going to be released. So again, we're going to have to probably prioritize the working groups, and how we're going to do that, we will have to decide. Because we don't have that much meeting time. I'm not sure whether we can start at 8 a.m. I'm still waiting on confirmation for that, because the 8 to 9 a.m. slots could work for working groups or for even ALAC meetings. Any comments? Tijani, yes. Have your hand raised.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure if that's a new hand or not. I've asked Tijani. Gisela, what's the origin of this session on Thursday from 9:15 to 10:30? This is the first I've heard about this.
That is Alan Gisela here. That is on the link that I put in for the meeting schedule planning. I see that it was a change that was made by Tanzania, as it is in yellow. And it's, so that's also the first I've heard of it.
All right. I'm not quite sure what happens in an hour and a quarter session, given that there's at least two and possibly three absolutely critical PDPs that are going on at that time. All right. You'll notice that on Thursday afternoon, we have hot topic sessions, which we're not supposed to schedule against, and the ALT wrap-up. I will be requesting that the ALT meet Friday morning. That implies a change in travel for ALT members. Most likely it would be a closed meeting, because we are asking for not necessarily a meeting room with full facilities, but we will take a hotel suite or something. And what I would like to do with that meeting is do a postmortem of the meeting that has happened so far and do some planning. I think it's really essential that we look at the meeting as the starting point for the next 3 or 4 months and try to put together some sort of plan for just what are we going to do. I find, as it stands right now, we're all exhausted at the end of the meeting. We go home, nothing happens for a week or two, and then suddenly the whole world goes crazy because we suddenly realize there are things to be done. And I really think we need to do some planning and talking about it. There may be an opportunity also there for talking to Steve and to David. I think we're going to have to decide that. It's pretty clear we will not get a formal meeting room that we can simply have an open meeting in, and certainly no public part, no remote participation. So we're looking at perhaps another venue, and that may change the agenda somewhat because of that. But that's where we stand right now in any case. And any thoughts on that? Does that sound like something we should be doing, or should we just scrap it all together? I've certainly been very frustrated in the last couple of meetings with these very abbreviated meetings where we end up, yes, we do end up meeting with Steve or David, but we really don't have any time to do any talking among the ALT. And I certainly have found that somewhat limiting. So I welcome input from anyone else. Is this a good direction we're going in, or is it something I shouldn't do? Tijani, go ahead. Tijani, can't hear you. I hear beeps.
Alan, you
yes.
hear me?
Now we can.
Ah, okay. Okay, thank you. I 100% agree with you, and I think this kind of planning or kind of scheduling is something very good for our work. So I agree with you.
Okay, thank you. Whether we'll get approval, I don't know. I did mention this to Nick Tommaso in Marrakesh, and his initial reaction was, we really can't do anything outside of meeting times. And I said, I don't want a meeting room. I don't want remote participation. I don't want simultaneous translation. I want an opportunity to talk. And, you know, said a suite or something like that would be just fine. And he said, that shouldn't be a problem. So whether the real answer will be that simple or not, I don't know. But it wasn't an absolute turndown, which is what I was initially expecting. Leon says, what if there are no flights that day? Clearly, if we finish in time to get a flight out that day, then you can, but the meeting schedule would imply an extra travel day. Certainly for me, I don't think I could leave Helsinki at halfway through the day and not have to have a layover somewhere along the way. All right. Any other comments on schedule?
Alan Giesler, if I may.
Go ahead.
So we usually have an ALT dinner before. We usually have a little get-together to kick off this meeting. Bearing in mind that the CTWG is meeting on Sunday, the SOAC SG Railo leaders are going to have a dinner on Sunday evening, as far as I know. would you like to kick off the week? Would you like a breakfast on Monday, for instance, before we start the official 9:15 kickoff? So Cheryl has her hand raised.
Cheryl, go ahead.
Yeah, look, you probably are going to be able to do a breakfast meeting on Monday, but I must say we will need to look very carefully at, you know, the B meeting being so exceptional in its new nature. The Women in DNS breakfast, which is, of course, what I like to make sure most people are at if they're female, as opposed to having competing meetings put in on the Monday morning. We're told that we simply are not going to be able to, despite the fact that we have, you know, people to host it, if we're going to do something, it can't be, you know, facilitated. you know, we won't be able to have anything on site. If we do anything, it'll have to be, you know, go find a bar somewhere in Helsinki and do as you bloody well like without bothering meeting people. So Monday morning is something that would be open, but I would hate to see it become a, oh, well, then, you know, we always meet on Monday morning as an ALT to kick off, because, you know, other traditions do work for particularly the longer meetings. I'm still pretty uncomfortable with trying to make this meeting a situation as a normal one. I think if it's going to be made work as a policy-focused meeting, we really just have to put some of our more traditional work aside and focus on policy bits. And to that end, as long as it then doesn't become a what we do in the other, you know, the other meetings on a Monday morning, then, yeah, I guess, you know, with this truncated and funny little system, we could do a start of the day one. The question, of course, will be where. It may very well be that it's going to have to be in one of the hotels. And, yes, they're all within walking distance, but, you know, time is still going to need to be taken to get from wherever the hotel is. Of course, you'd need to make sure that your constituency travel had us all in at least one location, not spread around the whole place. And, you know, imagine Dublin, for example, which logistically is very similar to this setup in Helsinki. Thank you.
Thank you, Cheryl. With regards to hotels, I blew a gasket because of the hotel assignment in Marrakesh, and I have asked for input from constituency travel before hotel assignments are made to make sure that they don't do things which they assume are right but are not right. And I make reference to things like Julie being put into a hotel way different from everyone else because that's where ESSAC is, and yet the vast majority of her meetings were not ESSAC. So I have asked for that. Whether it will happen or not, I don't know. Joseph seemed amenable to it. So we'll see what happens on that. In terms of an ALT meeting at the beginning of the meeting, I'm assuming we will not have an opportunity. If we do end up having the ability to schedule a breakfast, we will. But at this point, I'm not assuming that we will have an ALT meeting. So we're probably going to have to schedule a teleconference for shortly before people start traveling to try to handle that. We're just going to have to be flexible and see how that goes. As Cheryl said, this is not a normal meeting, and we're not going to be able to do everything that we have in the past. In terms of, I'm assuming that there will be no meetings with other groups. And as an example, we're talking about the standard meetings we have with GSE and a few other groups. If there are any joint meetings between ALAC and anyone, whether it's ESSAC, CCNSO, whatever, it will be because we have specific things that we believe we need to discuss, as opposed to we do it every week, every time we meet. Otherwise, we're going to end up having no time left for any discussions. So that's the general theme, but of course, if there are things that need to be discussed with other groups, then we should try to highlight them as soon as possible. Any further comment on the meeting schedules? And Gisela, is there anything else you need to address?
Alan Gisela here, no, thank you.
All right. We are a little bit over time, but we'll see what we can do. The white paper is the next item on the agenda. This is the proposal to do multi-year planning and advanced planning for the GAs and summit. And I did some redrafting of the paper. We were at the point where I think Olivier felt he needed another set of eyes, and I redrafted a little bit of it, kept a lot of it the same, moved annexes out to pointers so the document doesn't look quite as threatening, even though the same amount of information is there. We've reduced the large table to a timeline. Not convinced we still want the timeline, but I think that's something I'd like some input on. I believe the timeline is important. It gives a feel for what we have done in the past and what we're trying to do in the future, but other people may have a different view on that. And I sent that out last night. That was a copy that had just had some edits done to it and not proofread, so I'm sure there were problems with it. Has anyone had a chance to look at it? I know some of you have had a day before this meeting. For others, it's early in the day. Holly, go ahead.
Yeah, I do like the thrust of it. There's some language I really would change, and there are some edits. I think it does need a bit of a going over, but I think the main thrust is okay. My vote would be to retain the timeline. I think that does illustrate what we're saying.
Okay. If you can send in, don't worry about typos at this point. We'll have another pass for that. But if there's language that you really don't like, then please, if you could identify that as quickly as possible. We are going to be scheduling a meeting with the ALAC to discuss this in depth. I think that meeting will likely now be next Monday or Tuesday, so we really don't have an awful lot of time left to get this version out for them to read and be ready to discuss ahead of time. So we're on a pretty tight schedule on this.
I'll try.
Anyone else have any comments on it? Anyone else have a chance to look at it? I would appreciate it if before the end of your day, whenever your day is, if you could look at it. And, again, don't worry about typos and stuff, but is this something we, to be blunt, is this something we think a board member is going to actually read? And that's the target. The structure of it has changed a fair amount. I'm not sure we're going to call it a white paper anymore because it's really a proposal at this point. But, look at it and put yourself in the seat of a board member. Are you going to be able to read it? Are you going to take the time? Does it flow well? And is there a convincing argument there or not? Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks. Just wondering, straight off the top with the title, based on the discussions that we've been having with DTO and strategic planning as well as budget and funds allocations discussions for PTI and other things, the nomenclature is very important, and I think some of the board members will be hypersensitive to terms like multi-year budget planning. I think we need to look at right off the top, the title. We all know what we're meaning to say, but I suspect that we might have people balk with the response that, the ICANN board allocates an annual budget. So what we're really talking about here is planning and strategic design for predictable future commitments, et cetera, et cetera. It might be worthwhile having Alan, Olivier and you and I even have a quiet word with Xavier to see what is the better language. But he is, for example, constantly trying to re-educate people about what a budget means as opposed to what a strategic plan is. And I think what we're trying to do is get a commitment to a strategic plan with a predictability for the allocation of funds over time. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Cheryl. The nomenclature in the document has changed, and you're right, I didn't go back and change the title, but the nomenclature has changed, essentially saying this has to be integrated into the planning process, the strategic and operational planning process, with implications on the budget, obviously, but not budget. But you're right, I didn't change the title, and it's very correct. I also realized they didn't change the heading, which says this is version 1.1, even though it is. So there's some cleanup to be done there. Thank you. Any other comments on it?
Alan, I just wanted to make sure that you knew, you asked, would the board member read it? And I suspected some wouldn't read more than the title if it wasn't changed. Yeah.
Noted. The title not being changed was a slip-up. As it said, if you go through the text, you will see some different language than was there before. But perhaps still not sufficient, but there's a movement in the right direction. Any other comments on this item? I'm sorry we didn't have Olivier with us today, but he has other commitments. All right, next item is the ALAC meeting, just a standard one. If there are any things that you believe need to be on the agenda that we need to cover, please highlight it with me and or Heidi, or both of us actually, preferably. And if there anyone has any comments right now, I'll open it. Otherwise, we will go on to the next item. The next two items are in camera.
Alan?
Yes, go ahead. Tijani?
Yes,
I see Tijani's hand and Heidi. So, Heidi, you're speaking already. Go ahead, and then we'll have Tijani.
Thank you. Just a point that there was an action item for Marrakesh that Rinalia was to be invited to the next ALAC meeting. So I will do that, but you may wish to think about what you would like to discuss with her and let her know that in advance.
You mean be invited to have an opportunity to speak as opposed
yes.
to simply be invited?
Well, either or. Either or.
Okay.
I
don't remember the context. I don't remember the context of the action item. Do you?
I will take a look at that. Did you wish her just to be listening, or did you...
That's what I'm asking. I don't remember the context of the action item.
Okay.
She's always invited to be there to talk or listen as she wishes. It sounds like we had an action item for her to have an agenda item, but I'm not 100% sure of that. Tijani, go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. I hear you very distorted. I don't know what happened. I hope you hear me well. Do you?
Yes, we can hear you. I can, anyway.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I will send you two agenda items to be added to the 26th ALAC meeting. As you asked to send them to you, I will send them. Thank you.
Yeah, send them to me and Heidi, please. Or you can actually tell us if you know what they are now.
Okay. One of them is the BMSPC report. I will send it very shortly, and I want it to be considered in the meeting of 26, because we are a little bit late now. And
we are.
We need to start the process in Helsinki. So if we don't go on now and update the rule of procedure, we will not have the chance to have our new election with the new rule of procedure.
Okay. Tijani, did you already send that to me and I missed it? Has the report come out from the BMPC?
Yes.
Okay, I have missed it, and that's my fault. We'll work on that before the meeting then. Thank you. And what is your other item?
Okay. And the other item will be the crop review team.
Okay.
Okay.
Cheryl, go ahead.
Just to Johnny's talk of making sure we get onto the work of the rules of procedure, etc. That's really important, and it may be that action item regarding Rinalia is the opportunity at the ALAC meeting to have our board member allocated a small piece of the agenda to formally report rather than be more passive. And that's something we used to do, and then it sort of drifted away and perhaps time to think about it coming back, particularly when we would have a number of people coming into the electorate, because they're not changing that much of the rules of procedure, that may have very little knowledge about what our board member occupying seat 15 does. You know, they're not the sort of people who, for example, would be trawling over the outputs of every board meeting, things like that. There has been the extraordinary board meeting that she's put out to the list, that perhaps we should be giving our opportunity in the agenda, and if it's a null item, then, you know, that's easy. We move it and nothing happens that month. But
yep, noted.
I wonder if it might have been the actual meaning of the EAI.
Could well be. Heidi, go ahead.
Hi, this is Heidi. The action item states that I am to invite Renalia Abdul-Rahim to the next telephonic ALAC meeting. Thank
okay.
you.
Well, we don't know the context, but Cheryl may be right. It may be worthwhile trying to check the transcript around that section, assuming we have transcripts to see what we were talking about at the time. If we can now go, the next two items are in camera. If we can have staff stop the recording, confirm there is no one on the call who is not part of the ALAC leadership team or...
The recording again, please, if you could just wait a couple of seconds. I'll just confirm that we have the recording started again. Thank you. The recording has started again. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much. The ALAC leadership team met in camera to talk about two issues. One was a finance and budget issue where we may have to make some decisions once the results come out, and just needed to be able to discuss in private a number of the options as we go forward. There is no decision made on going forward on anything at that point. The second one was a decision, or at least a discussion on who might use the extra two travel slots if we get them. We do not formally have them yet, and we have narrowed the possibilities down but have not made a final decision on that either. And if we can go on to any other business, I have one item, and I don't know if anyone else does. Does anyone else have any other business item? Seeing no hands, hearing no voices. The any other business is the board has said that at the Helsinki meeting, they will not be meeting informal meetings with ACs and SOs. The board, however, is scheduling nothing, if you believe that, for the four-day week, and they will be participating in other meetings, and they would like to know which sessions do we want them to be at the ALAC for, and which board members do we want. Given the current situation where we really don't know what we're doing at these sessions, we're in a bit of a quandary, but sometime soon we're going to start getting desperate requests for please tell us which board members you want and when. And so as we plan the meeting going forward, keep that in mind. We are going to have to do something about it, and I'm not quite sure how. Anything else? Go ahead, Cheryl.
Thanks, Alan. It seems to me that this may be a serendipitous opportunity then, because we should perhaps make a blanket request for our current Seat 15 board member to be as engaged with the community as possible. So if they're not having as many formal sessions themselves, we should make sure there might be other board members at some sessions once that becomes clear. I think off the bat now you can say, well, you know, you should expect to see Renalia pretty much all the time unless she's otherwise occupied. And that will also perhaps help the community, and there are new people in our community, try and learn and understand what the demands are and what the skill sets may be and what the requirements would be for a appropriate person to occupy seat 15 as we move into the next election cycle.
Thank you. Yes, I presume that was one of the outcomes, but thank you for bringing it up. Anyone else? Heidi, go ahead.
Yes, Alan, thank you. Just adding to what Cheryl said, perhaps Renalia could be asked and involved in the ALAC decision on which ALAC members, which board members should be invited to which policy discussions.
Good idea.
Thank you.
Anything else on this subject? If not, we have not made the deadline of meeting early, of leaving early. We're in fact late, but I think it's been a good meeting. I thank you all, and we'll see you online. Bye-bye.
Tijani's
hand just went up. Go ahead.
Yes. Alan, I'd like to bring to your attention that in Helsinki we have to schedule at least one session for the board selection member, the ALAC board selection member. We need to try to select the BNSPC and the BCEC members. And when we are there, we have at least to schedule a meeting for those two committees, because we have to start the process there.
Okay.
Otherwise, it will be late.
Heidi, can you do an action item that we should, perhaps you, me, Tijani, should get together and start putting together a timeline for this selection, and from that we can look at what else we have to do between now and before Helsinki. So thank you,
Alan,
Tijani,
I'm happy
for
to help you with that.
Alan?
And Cheryl, yes, certainly.
I have that beginning, remember, all of this all started on my watch, so...
We're not trying to exclude you, Cheryl, don't worry.
No, if I can be of any use, maybe help.
You have nothing else to do, we're going to keep you busy. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Alan?
Yes, Heidi. You really don't want to let me go, do you?
No. I'm getting awake now. Cheryl, also another work for you, along with Holly and the entire at-large review working party, is that at meeting B will be the first time that in a key time for the external examiner, to be interviewing people. So we really need to have that working party work closely with Larissa and her team to schedule those, to identify the people to be interviewed and then schedule the people to be interviewed.
Well, Heidi, we need to know who's going to be there, let's face it.
We need to know who the examiner is also. Has one been picked?
I have heard that the due diligence has been completed and it should be announced shortly. So that was going to be moving ahead very quickly now. Once it gets going.
Then let's do that offline, please. I really need to go.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected. Thank you for joining today's call. And I think my computer has just died.
Mm-hmm.